This will probably be part four of the critique of the John Flint article in the Sunday Times. It's a day later than the first three. I hope to have the links in for you. And it's E.K. Lippmeyer. I'm in the car park of all places of a church. It's rather quiet here on this early Saturday evening, late Saturday afternoon. It's after seven anyway. It's the 21st of Jan 2023, a Saturday. I'll continue reading. Medico's fury. Within days, a group of 18 leading COVID-19 scientists and doctors wrote an open letter to all health ministers around the country defending Dr. Berger and urging action to rein in APRA, A-H-P-R-A. The open letter now has more than 1,800 signatures. I'm encouraged by that. And here's where John Flint is doing something better than usual. He's actually getting factual. You know, the objectivity quotient is getting high, so 1,800, that's easily checked. And he doesn't realise he's undermining so much of his own position over the last couple of years from what I've read that he's written. Dr. Berger, quoting now, is representative, and this is the letter, open letter. Dr. Berger is representative of all of us who take time to think, to care and to comment in our own diverse way on how to make the public safer, especially to amplify those vulnerable groups such as the very old, very young or very sick who may not have the resources to be heard, they wrote. And I think perhaps a more understandable word than amplify there would be to support. We're concerned about the potential for APRA to lose its focus on patient safety and become a means to persecute doctors and other registrants for political reasons in the name of maintaining confidence in public health measures. In fact, it may have the opposite effect if the community distrusts a regime that silences medical dissent in this way. So there's more, but I'll comment on this. There is a mountain of evidence that the official government narrative in Australia has been all for political on the COVID-19 pandemic, so-called management and mismanagement. I would characterise it as it's politically motivated and for nefarious purposes. There's a mountain of evidence to suggest that, and. So this open letter of supporters of Dr. Berger is most encouraging. Political reasons, maintaining confidence in public health measures. And of course, that's exactly what's been going on, public health measures. I feel sick in the stomach every time I go into the shopping centres I go to quite regularly, where I see there'll be a pharmacist with a big sign up stating fourth vaccine, COVID-19 vaccinations available here, and this, that, and the other, all promoting the early decline in health and even death of the hapless people who have been brainwashed or coerced into being injected, etc. The government maintaining confidence in public health measures. A public health measure need not have any actual correlation with what's good for the public's health, and in this case, it most certainly the jury isn't out anymore. And fortunately, there's a groundswell growing in Australia of doctors prepared to speak up. They haven't to date because of the awful threats against their livelihoods, etc., etc., etc. But this isn't in the interest of Australians' health. This is a world globalist elite agenda to harm, weaken, and so on, and reduce the population to, it's my opinion, of course, to be less able to resist the next wave of control, the next wave of restrictions, the next bout of increased slavery upon us all. Now, the letter is... hopeful here, and I hope indeed it is the case, in fact, it might have the opposite effect. If the community, if the community distrust a regime that silences medical dissent this way, it certainly silences in a thousand different ways ordinary public Joe and Mary Joe resident and citizens dissent. The amount of scant mainstream media coverage of the 35 or so protests I attended over the last couple of years in central Perth, it was a glaring example of how mainstream media didn't want to give any proper airtime. They would underestimate our crowd turnouts enormously. Once or twice they got it accurate, only when we were, generally speaking, small numbers, etc., etc. But I do hope there's a growing community distrust of, and I like the word the 1800 signatories have used, regime. Australia must not be a country where reputable scientists and clinicians cannot speak for the public good because they fear reprisal from the government regulator, they added. My word, aren't we increasingly becoming like the overtly tyrannical regimes like North Korea, communist Chinese Communist Party, the old Russia before the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Soviet Russia most of last century, etc., etc. Aren't we becoming increasingly like that? Because reprisal from the government regulator, or just from the government, one way or another. I'm still quoting from the letter, regulators of the medical profession have censored public discussion. Most certainly they have, with threats to doctors not to make any public statements about anything that, quoting, might undermine the government's vaccine rollout or risk suspension or loss of their registration, she said. I'm sorry. Forgive me there. I jumped. Let me repeat. This is from the letter, leaving the letter, going now to Dr. Kieran Phelps. Last month, former federal MP Dr. Kieran Phelps joined the chorus, accusing the regulator of censorship on the issue of adverse events linked to COVID-19 vaccines. Quoting, regulators of the medical profession have censored public discussion with threats to doctors not to make any public statements about anything that might undermine the government's vaccine rollout or risk suspension or loss of their registration, she said. Dr. Phelps, a former AMA president, believes that severe adverse reactions, my word, John Flint, my word, you're undermining so much of what you've done, and I'm glad to see it, from the hand, your own hands holding your pen, of what you've been telling us for the last 2 years and cheering on the regime to clamp down and call us idiots, we vaccine hesitant, etc., and vaccine non-compliant and so on. You're undermining your own position without acknowledging that you're undermining your previous position. We all can change. That was my battery running flat. Just changed the battery and I'll continue. I was just saying about John Flint. It's wonderful to change your opinions and understandings of things and acknowledge that publicly, as long as it, hopefully in a positive direction. Acknowledge it, John Flint, the great, acknowledge it and apologise for harmful information they've put out in the past, etc., even if it was innocent and etc., etc., which, again, I question whether you've whether you've got too much degree of corruption there or whether you've just been totally brainwashed yourself. I don't know, and refer to all my disclaimers and so on about what I say about when I question the motives of someone, I can be completely mistaken, but they're in the earlier parts and they're in the description of the video notes. So he certainly is, John Flint certainly appears to be moving in that at least he is prepared to write stuff here, quote stuff from people who have a quite opposite point of view to the one he's been promoting and pushing and enforcing through, reinforcing that our government has had for the last couple of years. Now, severe adverse reactions was one of the last things I read, because, from the COVID vaccines, Dr. Phelps believes that severe adverse reactions from the COVID vaccines have been downplayed and insufficiently investigated because of APRA's edict. Most certainly that is the case. The evidence for that is just it's undeniable. It has been attempted to be buried and with brute force. You know, if you do dare speak up, doctor or medico or scientist or whatever, against us, you are out of the livelihood, and you could even, I suppose, be at risk of some criminal charges or something. She made, this is Dr. Phelps, she made the claim in her submission to a parliamentary inquiry into long COVID, citing her own reaction to the Pfizer vaccine and more serious complications experienced by her partner. Dr. Sally Price, I'll show you a picture of Sally Price. I've videoed her myself at protests. She's excellent. And you'll find Dr. Mark Lofts is often beside her in this group of enlightened doctors fighting for us, the freedoms and medical freedoms of the common man and woman in Australia. Dr. Sally Price believes she's not alone in letting her registration lapse rather than practice under APRA's edicts. There's a lot of doctors who've also taken early retirement or moved off the job or done other things, she said. Dr. Price, who was a speaker at a Perth rally, and I was at it, against vaccination mandates in November, so that's 2 months ago, told the Sunday Times she couldn't continue working under APRA's strict rules. Now, I wonder, did she tell John Flint, or are you actually speaking to some of we filthy unvaccinated and disgusting government opinion, government narrative dissenters, John Flint? Wow, I hope you're getting to speak to some, and I hope you become enlightened, if that's all it is a matter of. You need to be enlightened, move from benightedness to enlightenedness rather than corruption. My integrity would not be intact otherwise. Look up the word, John Flint. Look up the word integrity and dwell on it for a while. It's like, on one side, they're saying, follow your code of ethics. Of course, that is paramount. Good on you, Dr. Sally Price, for mentioning that. You must have a code of ethics, and it must be a good one. At the same time, you're not allowed to say anything that we don't want you to say. In essence, there's really no point to being a doctor, she said. Exactly. Follow your code of ethics, but don't follow your code of ethics by saying something that's disagreeing with the official government line, TAGI, TGA, health ministers, APRA, etc. It's glaringly obvious, the contradiction. The contradiction is the irony, the contradiction, the hypocrisy, the oxymoronic nature of it all. In essence, right, in Dr. Price, like Dr. Phelps, wants to see greater transparency around vaccine injuries. Wow, John Flint, I cannot almost not believe that you're putting this to print from your own pen. The government hasn't been clear about all of the side effects, you claim. Most certainly has not. It's been obstructing and obfuscating as much as it possibly can. And I suppose there's concerns lest the government officials, etc., that and ministers, etc., who okayed all this stuff and pushed it, get caught up in an unpleasant tangle of judicial woes when we can get a non-corrupt judiciary. Nobody can be sure, but this is still quoting, but it needs investigating. This is Sally Price, Dr. Sally Price. But it needs investigating. And the red flag is that it's not being investigated. Deaths are not being autopsied, she said. How atrocious is that? If you want to make it uncertain or unclear as to what a person has helped hasten their death, don't do an autopsy. If they've been vaccinated, don't do an autopsy. To see the clear and mounting conglomeration of evidence of effects, side effects, etc., that build up in the body from the vaccinated. Don't do autopsies because they're going to expose the truth, the facts. She's still speaking. APRA has denied trying to stifle. Oh, no, she isn't. There's someone else now. APRA has denied trying to stifle free speech. Medical practitioners can debate and share their opinions freely, a spokesperson said. Healthy public discourse is important, but it needs to be respectful. And when providing advice or information online or in person, doctors are expected to exercise their professional judgment and only provide information or advice that is evidence-based. Well, APRA are jolly hopeless, aren't they? They're digging their own grave here. It's exactly the opposite of what they are doing and enforcing and insisting. Let me just remind myself. So more emphasis on the mode of delivery rather than what is delivered, the content. More, the way it's delivered rather than the content, which is another refuge of scoundrels from day dot. You go to content, examine that, and then look at, well, how is it delivered? Second, primary, what is actually being said? What is being shared? But medical, it's a spokesperson for APRA saying medical practitioners can debate and share their opinions freely. What a load of codswallop. They cannot. And healthy public discourse. What would you know, APRA, about healthy public discourse? You're the proponents of unhealthy public discourse, the champions of hiding critical information and threatening. Those medical practitioners who dare to say anything that could cast doubt upon the safety and efficacy and so on of the COVID-19 injections, threatening them with all manner of just totally unreasonable and unfair sanctions. Thank you. There'll be a part 5 when I can get to it. So thank you for getting this far.